Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I am speaking with Dr. Andrew Schumann, who is a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth, and also practicing pediatrician, about using social media in the pediatric practice.
So, Dr. Schumann, how do you use social media in your practice?
Okay. Well, Miranda, I am an employed pediatrician working in a academic / multi-specialty center. So my understanding is that we have limited social media presence, and we do have a Facebook page. We use it to attract patients to the clinic. You ask some other questions, I'm sure, but there are other practices around the country which have a more substantial social media presence because they feel it's important to communicate with parents and patients, and it attracts patients as well. So I think we all know, depending on one's age and employment status, there's a wide variety of pediatricians engaged in using social media.
Okay, so what are some of your best practices for using social media professionally?
Okay. I tend to be very conservative because I've seen a lot of physicians make a lot of mistakes over the years with social media. It's nice to be friendly and engaging and communicate with patients and with families, but we have to be responsible, and we have to remember that our role is essentially a sacred one, where our conversations with families and patients tend to be private and not shared with people beyond the family unless we're given specific permissions to do so. So I tend to be, again, conservative and kind of negative in that I prefer to talk with patients over the phone, to do HIPAA-compliant telehealth visits. And our practice uses a HIPAA-compliant portal, which has been really outstanding in communicating to patients, and patients find it very handy. So by using a HIPAA-compliant portal, we protect ourselves from liability issues. We protect the patients from confidentiality issues. So I'm sure if I were a lot younger, I might feel differently. But I think one has to make a lot of mistakes in one's profession before one learns some lessons of what to do and not to do.
Okay, so what do you think that social media can do for a medical practice?
So one thing is to attract patients, because patients learn about practices from friends and family. I think one could use it for attracting patients, perhaps communicating effectively with parents, with patients in a certain category, meaning kids with asthma, kids with autism, and so forth. It is something that, again, one needs to use cautiously. I think its potential for educating parents is great, but there's so much misinformation on the internet that people can get through social media that we should be responsible at visits for cautioning parents and teenagers about what they hear, because a lot of them assume that if it's on the internet or conveyed through social media, then it's gospel and it has to be true, but that ain't necessarily the case.
Okay, so what are some of your social media no-nos?
I think one has to pause before clicking any button, before sending any information to make sure it's the right information in the appropriate setting. When there is information that could be confidential, it has to be conveyed through the means I discussed previously. One can certainly give general advice and general topics in the position of knowing what we know, but one has to understand that by doing that, you're going to potentially bother some people who feel strongly against your own opinion. So I think physicians should consider using social media less than more, especially when it impacts our relationship with patients, which is a very special relationship.
Okay, so do you think that social media could be a way to offer care in the off hours, for example, posting a simplified algorithm of what to do if a child has a fever, so that instead of parents running to urgent care, they check with that first?
Yeah, it's interesting in that we kind of categorize so many things as social media. Good pediatric practices have a website with resources on it, or educate parents where to look for information on the internet. There are applications that I recommend parents download and utilize that have been endorsed by the Academy of Pediatrics. Healthy Kids, healthychildren.org provides a wealth of information responsibly to parents. So I kind of steer parents in that information. And it's vetted, and it has information like when to call the doctor, when to go to the emergency room, and so forth. So information is important, and it has to be provided responsibly to patients and parents.
Thanks for listening to Small Talk. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.